I would say that in terms of where this institution was versus where it is now versus where it's going, I think some considerable progress has been made. It's unfortunate that a big scandal in the media is what it took to enact change. I want to make sure that we're able to consolidate the gains that have been made here and to what extent we need to put some institutional safeguards so that these sort of things don't happen again and so that they don't spread to other institutions. So I know that the department has made some considerable strides to improving things, but I think that there are some institutional changes that need to be made that is becoming increasingly clear. And number one is the cooperation from the court system in terms of moving people through the system. And I know that has been a perpetual issue. Number two is what happens when there is the minority, but what happens when there is the bad officer. And again, that's the minority of the officers. They're 98%, as the secretary would say, is extremely professional. But in those instances where there is a corrupt officer, there's got to be a more expedient way to deal with that that doesn't cost the taxpayers as much money, that can get rid of that level of corruption before it gets entrenched.
Let me ask you about the problems at the North Branch facility in Cumberland. You've heard about this gang activity.
I have not. No, so I would defer on commenting. I never like to make comments unless I know what's happening. So I just heard about it today.
You heard the concerns.
Yes. So certainly, I know people need to look into that and find out what's going on. I've certainly had the relationship with a lot of the correctional officers. It's not my jurisdiction, so I'm not immediately involved in it.
But